With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Thousands of workers across the UC system are gearing up to possibly go on strike, and they include more than 200 at UC Santa Cruz.
Our university!
About 60 of them gathered on the UCSC campus Thursday afternoon. They were there to rally in support of an impending strike authorization vote. The union represents 19,000 healthcare, technical, and research workers across the UC system. Contract negotiations have been underway for nearly 5 months, and this week marks the final bargaining session held at UCSC before the contract expires. Jamie Gardner is on the union's bargaining team. He says there are three main areas where the UC is falling short.
Work-life balance, pay, and job stability and security are sort of three big areas.
Gardner said the UC also recently announced increases to employee health care costs without discussing the changes with the union. Joshua Gardner, no relation to Jamie, works at UCSC's Genomics Institute and is a member of the union.
I have rheumatoid arthritis, which is an incurable disease, and I require specialty medication for that. My medications will cost me $150 a month for each of those.
Which, so he says, would be six times as much as he's paying now. In a statement, UC System spokesperson Heather Hansen expressed disappointment with the union, saying, quote, "It seems like no matter what we presented at the table, striking was a foregone conclusion. If an agreement isn't reached by Monday, the union will begin holding strike authorization votes at some or all UC campuses." Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.